Can Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos shock the world this Sunday against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens? With all the noise surrounding Russell Wilson this week in Denver, can the team rally around that and push forth against a very tough Baltimore Ravens opponent? We're going to break down that. Could Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler return to the lineup as well? You get that and much more on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome into a brand new episode of Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. The Broncos have a road contest this Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time against Lamar Jackson. The Baltimore Ravens. Can the Broncos shock the world? Thank you so much, Broncos country, for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. Free and available everywhere you get your podcasts in audio format or whether you watch on YouTube. Do us a favor, hit that subscribe or that follow button down below so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news content coverage. And more from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Broncos reporter from Mile High Sports. Joined alongside, as always, by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger, site expert, predominantlyorange.com. Sarah, my friend, it is the final moments of preparation for this Broncos team here as they get ready to travel to Baltimore to take on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. And I think the biggest question, right, considering how this season has gone for Denver, can the Broncos shock the world against the Ravens this Sunday?
Well, that is the big question, isn't it, Cody? I was talking to our good friend Kevin over there at Locked On Ravens in the crossover episode, and really both of us kind of agree, at least what our heads are telling us going into this game. Our heads are saying, like, there's no way the Broncos win. I think most people are kind of on board with, like, the Broncos struggle in Baltimore. I mean, they struggle against AFC North opponents because typically those teams are very, very physical, whereas the Broncos have not necessarily been as physical. I don't want to take away because they play football professionally. They're very physical, you know, very physical people professionally, but just more of a, you know, finesse type of offense, that West Coast scheme. And the Ravens and Steelers and, you know, teams like that, the Bengals, a lot of times they come in and they just pop you in the mouth, and the Broncos kind of don't respond very great to that. But I don't know. What's your heart tell you? What's your gut tell you for this game, right? Because the head says Broncos lose by 10 or more. The heart, I don't know, Cody. I mean, you get a lot of bulletin board material, and I think that there's something to be said for that, right? I don't necessarily know that anything's going to happen, but remember before the Jacksonville game when everybody's making fun of Russell Wilson because of the high knees and all that stuff? Well, now you've got some that was pretty lighthearted, if not bordering on petty. Now you've got some serious reports coming out from the NFL Network this week about Russell Wilson losing some of the locker room. It was his birthday the other day. Obviously, I mean, the timing of all this is crazy because Nathaniel Hackett, we've been talking about it for weeks. It seems like he's very firmly on the hot seat. But right now, after these reports, after the Broncos had a chance to kind of come out and address it, I'm kind of interested to see how they respond on the field, because this is big, man. I mean, this is no small rumor. This is a personal, I mean, this is something very personal to Russell Wilson. I mean, I'm interested to see how it all plays out.
I think that's the key, right? Because, you know, for a guy like Russ, he met with the media early on in the week and he was asked a question about that. And he said, you know, my confidence has never wavered, you know, and, you know, I don't think Russ spends too much time worried about what other people are saying, right? I do think ultimately over time, as it does with all of us, like, certain things can get to us over time, but like for him, he's not really in control of the social media. So he's probably not paying much attention to any of that, but it is becoming a storyline, right? And that report that you're referencing from the NFL Network was from the insiders of Mike Garofalo and Tom Pelissero, two of the NFL's most connected sources around the National Football League with executives, coaches, so on and so forth. And I think one of the bigger talking points is that a lot of people were viewing Russell Wilson kind of side-eyed during training camp. And obviously, like, when you're losing, Sarah, these things compartmentalize, they build up, and it's easier to read into things of this nature here. But, you know, you had guys like Justin Simmons, Dalton Reisner, Nathaniel Hackett even coming out and saying, no, we love Russ. Like, that's just gossip. This isn't true. And yeah, if you're a guy like Russ, like, how does that make you feel? That you're like, okay, hey, you know what? These guys are coming out and they're supporting me. And granted, could it be PR stuff? Possibly. There's always a possibility of that. But I think ultimately you want to see this team rally around each other this week, because nobody believes series that Denver can beat the Baltimore Ravens. It's kind of par for the course. Nobody expects them to win. So it wouldn't shock me if they actually went on the road in Baltimore and won, because I know Lamar Jackson is also dealing with a little bit of a quad issue. There's been some other drama in Baltimore this week. You know, this is the perfect storm, in my opinion, for the Broncos to get a big win. Does it change anything if they do on the season? Probably not, right? But I like the poll question that you put out earlier this week on Twitter about if the offense starts to get going in these final remaining games, you know, are you comfortable with keeping Nathaniel Hackett in hopes of building on that continuity? And I was very shocked to see the results at 77% said, yeah, they'd rather keep Hackett and keep things rolling if the offense starts performing better. So here we are, man. Like, this is it. Now, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make the trip to Baltimore. I tested positive for COVID. So that really kind of threw a wrench in my plans. I was looking forward to going and watching a game and seeing Lamar Jackson in person. That would have been cool to see, because I see Russell Wilson, the Broncos, every week. Lamar Jackson's a little bit of a difference maker. Everyone says you have to see him live. I'm going to have to wait another time in order to see that, Sarah. But another thing I know we're going to dive into on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, we're going to dive deep into it. Analyzing the offensive side of the ball, there's Cortland Sutton, right? We talk about wide receiver. Denver could be getting some help back this week, potentially, if Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler are able to return to the lineup. How much of a difference can that make is a huge question. You'll get that on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. But before we do that, this episode of the show is brought to you by Prize Picks. And Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports done right. And with the Prize Picks app, you choose 2 to 5 players that you're focused on heading into the week. And these players will have a projection that's set by Prize Picks. And you simply choose whether or not they will have more or less than their Prize Picks projection, which could allow you to win 10 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections that are available. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. And first-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. How big of a boost will the Broncos offense get if KJ Hamler and Jerry Jeudy are able to return to the starting lineup for a Broncos offensive unit that has struggled massively this season? Thank you so much, Broncos country, tuning in, making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day, every single day, free and available everywhere you get your podcasts in audio format or whether you're watching on YouTube. We appreciate you so much for sticking with us through this disappointing season that's featured some highs, it's featured some lows. We're here for you every single day all year long, because the Denver Broncos, there's always going to be something going on, whether it's in season, NFL free agency, the NFL draft, every practice, every game. We'll bring all the coverage here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast. So thank you, Broncos country, making us your first listen of the day. Sarah, the Broncos have been, like I said, the offense has struggled massively this season. We talk about Cortland Sutton really kind of shouldering a majority of the load of the offensive responsibilities, Kendall Hinton stepping up and being a reliable playmaker. Now we take a look at maybe the reintroduction of KJ Hamler, Jerry Jeudy. Now, obviously, like, they've gone through the gamut of not practicing this week, but, you know, Nathaniel Hackett said they're day to day and that there's always a chance that they could play. So let's speak on the hypothetical. Let's say KJ Hamler and Jerry Jeudy do play. How does it help the Broncos offense?
Well, it helps tremendously. I mean, it's humongous, because those two guys are able to get open rather easily, you know, with their skill set. And Jerry Jeudy, especially, we know he's a crafty route runner out there, got the outstanding footwork, always creating separation with his insane quickness. And KJ Hamler is just a burner. You know, we saw him at full strength against Jacksonville. That play that he made late in the game really gave everyone hope that, man, could this be something that we consistently see over the course of the season? And as has typically been the case this year, Cody, we've seen injuries. They've taken their toll. I mean, they have been, since that Tennessee game, Jerry Jeudy going down on the first play, the wide receiver position has been just decimated, depleted. And unfortunately, although in the Tennessee game, we saw Jalen Virgil step up in the place of KJ Hamler, we haven't seen that since then. So having those guys back, I think, is going to be very, very big, because I mean, there's not much chemistry to speak of, right, on the offense this year in terms of the passing game and Russell with the different targets. But what was the best that we saw this offense? It was against Los Angeles. It was against Jacksonville. It was against the Raiders earlier on. It was the games when you had, I mean, not all of those, but some of them, with you know, KJ Hamler, Jerry Jeudy, Greg Dulcich, all out there on the field along with Cortland Sutton. I don't think there's any coincidence. You have your best players out there. Go figure. Your offense is going to look better. So I think that's really, it's huge because these young receivers, while they have talent, while they have potential, they don't necessarily have the ability to get open quite like KJ Hamler and Jerry Jeudy. And that helps Russell Wilson a lot.
Well, you know, the thing that we've seen too with KJ Hamler, right? Because you and I, like when he was healthy, we were begging. We've been on this podcast, like pounding the table, like when he touches the ball, great things happen, right? Explosive plays downfield because he is that guy. Like his utilization isn't very high because I know that they've been working him back from the ACL, the hip, and you know, he's had some other injuries now, and obviously dealing with a hamstring, that's another issue. But his speed factor is there. Getting behind defenses has been there all season long for a guy like KJ. You mentioned the Jacksonville game, you mentioned the LA game, you mentioned the Raiders game. Like he's always had these big moments, and even the Colts game, where he comes up with just this massively big catch that gives Denver momentum. But what has been the issue that we've seen? They've been unable to finish those drives. And that's something that Dalton Reisner actually talked about earlier this week when he met with the media. He was talking about the fact that, you know, on Latavius Murray's 52-yard run, he's like, it's nice to be able to see something like that and have that long jog, right? Because that 52-yard run is the longest run the Broncos have had this season. The previous high, Sarah, do you know what it is? It was 18 yards. And that was obviously tied. Javonte had an 18-yard run, and Russell Wilson had an 18-yard scramble against the Indianapolis Colts. That was it, though. Like, how wild is it that the 52-yard run is finally like the first big explosive play we've seen in the run game this year? To me, it's frustrating because it's taken so long, right? So now you reintroduce guys like KJ Hamler back into the mix, who I think we could say the best blocking wide receiver that the Broncos have is KJ at this point in time. He's had various critical moments this year where he's sprung open a big-time run, whether it's Melvin Gordon against the Colts, whether it's Jerry Jeudy's touchdown run on the end-around play against Jacksonville. KJ Hamler gets his nose dirty, and I think the Broncos haven't had that, and you really do need that. And look, I don't want to sound like I'm criticizing Cortland Sutton, but you and I had a conversation just last week. Is Cortland Sutton still wide receiver one on this Broncos team? And the reality is, I don't think Cortland Sutton has stepped up enough to showcase that he is. I think you said it best in the crossover with Kevin Ostreicher of Locked On Ravens. Jerry Jeudy, you can make the argument, has been Denver's best wide receiver this season, and you've been missed in the last couple of games due to injury. So I think you get him back, that'll be huge. But my bigger question, Sarah, if Jeudy does come back, you mentioned his route running, the ability to create separation. How do you, I mean, do you feel confident with what he needs to do? Like, is his ankle going to be on par to be able to do those things effectively? I think that's a huge question.
It is a huge question because, like Kevin said in the crossover, you know, the Ravens, they're top five in the league this year in sacks. So it's not like you can sit there and wait for Jerry to get separation in terms of, hey, we're going to take a, you know, seven step drop all these different times and you're going to run this super long, elaborate route. He's got to be able to get open quickly. So you got to hope that ankle is ready to go for this game because the pass rush is going to be on. The Ravens have been very aggressive, even without, you know, Wink Martindale, who we know is no longer there. They've still been very aggressive. Remember the last time the Broncos played the Ravens, they were getting that cover zero all game long and they just couldn't do anything about it. It was just brutal. They could not neutralize it whatsoever. So you've really got to hope that these wide receivers can win one-on-one matchups, because that's what you drafted Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler to do. That's what they do best, right? So even if they're not 100% healthy, you've got to hope that, man, if they're 80, 85, 90, 95%, whatever they are at this point, you've got to hope that that's going to be good enough to win those one-on-one matchups, because the pass rush is going to be coming. The Broncos offensive line has struggled quite a bit this season. You've also got to hope that the running game is working well, because that's going to set up everything else. If you can run the ball against, you know, these blitz heavy fronts and whatnot that the Ravens are going to bring, I mean, that's going to provide some opportunity there to get them on their heels and help these receivers have some time to get open on longer developing routes. It's going to be fascinating to see, though, Cody. I was watching just a number of other games over the weekend, and one thing really stood out to me. You know, you watch Patrick Mahomes play, you watch these other guys play. Are they great? Absolutely, they're great. But when I see Patrick Mahomes throw a ball up and a guy like Marquez Valdez-Scantling comes down with a really tough catch, you can't help but sit there and think, man, like, the receiver's got to go out there and make a play for his guy. You know, that's only a great throw by Patrick Mahomes to the eyes of the masses if Marquez Valdez-Scantling makes the play. And that's what the Broncos have been missing partly, right? It's, I mean, not that Russell Wilson has made all these great throws that are getting dropped, but there are times and moments where, man, he will make a tough throw and the ball just, you know, it innocently hits the ground because the receiver can't make a play on it. And that's no fault of specifically Cortland Sutton or Kendall Hinton or Brandon Johnson or, but you could point to those guys specifically and plays that have almost been made, or even earlier in the season, the tight ends, Eric Tomlinson, Eric Saubert, different plays that were almost made that could have been great plays for this Broncos team, tide turning plays throughout the course of a season. That's where I think your receivers coming back is going to help the most. You need Jerry Jeudy. You need KJ Hamler to go out there and make those plays for the quarterback, because Russell Wilson, he needs it right now.
That's a huge thing. And, you know, I think the one play that we do see that where Cortland Sutton makes these plays, that back shoulder throw between he and Russ, they have so much chemistry on that. How many times this season have we seen that where Sutton is just running, bam, he turns, body adjusts, back shoulder. Okay, hey, the Broncos are in business now. Need to see a lot more of that, in my opinion. I think there's other things, and I think the guys like KJ, Jerry, heck, even Greg Dulcich as well, find ways to keep utilizing this. And I just know going against this Ravens defense, how aggressive they are. I mean, there's going to be nickel blitzes. There's going to be inside linebacker blitzes, not to mention they got Roquan Smith. They got Patrick Queen. This is going to be, ideally, you could say, you could look at the Ravens defense on paper and say, this is going to be probably the toughest defense that Denver is going to face in quite some time. And crazy enough, like, Denver has made so many other teams' players the offensive or defensive player of the week consistently this season. So hopefully they can avoid that in this matchup on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time kickoff. It's the morning slate, so you get to wake up early and you get to watch it. And hopefully the Broncos can shock the world, as we've talked about here on this show. But what are some things that Sarah and myself would like to see the Broncos do? And we also want you to get involved in the conversation as well. What would you like to see the Broncos do in Sunday's game against the Baltimore Ravens? That's something we'll discuss on today's episode, Locked On Broncos. But this episode is brought to you by Audible, and Audible is releasing a slate of new football podcasts that we are sure that you're going to love. Find Think Like a Champion now wherever you get your podcast. And Think Like a Champion is a brand new podcast from Russell Wilson and Audible. Russ is a champion on the field, but off of it, we rarely know the grind on the path to greatness. Russell Wilson, alongside co-host Harry Wilson and the late Trevor Mowad, digs into how high-performance athletes, artists, and leaders push the boundaries of their potential. Hear two-time Super Bowl champion Von Miller deliver sharp insights about performing at your highest level in moments of extreme pressure, or NCAA champion Tim Tebow discussing how to find your unique personal mission in the world. Each episode features interviews with Olympic medalists, NFL stars, and business leaders. Available for free on Audible, wherever you get your podcast. Head on over now to Lockdown Presents for a sneak peek of Think Like a Champion, or catch the full series available anywhere you get your podcast. Available everywhere now. Audible, get in the game. What would we like to see from the Denver Broncos this week in Sunday's matchup against the Baltimore Ravens? Well, I think we can all say for everybody, we would like to see a win. It'd be nice to cover a win for quite some time. It's been a while since we've done that, Sarah. But ultimately, there's some things at the fundamental level here with this Broncos football team that we want to see on offense. We want to see it on defense and special teams. So, Sarah, here's one thing I want to see the Broncos do this week against the Ravens. I want to see them run the ball, right? And as cliche as it may sound, the fact that they were able to get that big 52-yard run by Latavius Murray last week, and then all of a sudden they got into this pass-happy mode because they were obviously trailing. You want, maybe like when it's 0-0, if you can get the run game going early on, I think it creates a little bit more balance. It helps maybe take the pressure off of Russell Wilson to have to throw the ball a lot. But at the end of the day, this is something that the Broncos need to make as a goal of theirs for the remainder of the season. There needs to be more of an emphasis on running the football and trying to get the run game going inside this blocking scheme. To me, that is something that I would love to see. What is something that you'd like to see in Sunday's matchup?
Well, on the heels of that, Cody, maybe we see Mike Boone running the ball a little bit more this weekend. Who knows if his practice window opened up, 21-day window for him coming off IR. So we'll see if he's ready to go this weekend. But what I want to see is I want to see the team be galvanized. I want to see them play together. I want to see them play tough. I want to see the teammates, you know, pumping each other up. Not specifically just, you know, going up to Russell Wilson and getting, you know, but they've got to make plays, right? You got to make plays in order to pump each other up, right? So kind of the opposite of what we saw with the Mike Purcell situation, where you got one teammate kind of getting on another in a game. I want to see them come together in this game. I want to see them come together and be able to celebrate some great things happening. I want to see them out physical the Ravens at times. I want to see them, you know, pick up a great pass protection, make a great throw against great coverage, and make the play and just be better than the other team, right? That's something that we haven't seen a ton of this season. It feels like the Broncos have been working uphill almost all year, whether that was their win against the 49ers, whether that was their win against the Houston Texans or the Jacksonville Jaguars, just a constant uphill battle. I want to see them, Cody, take the bull by the horns a little bit. I know that's a lot to ask at this point in the season, right? We're in week 13. It's not like they're going to just be able to change who they are, but I do think we see enough times that teams can galvanize around certain things. And like we talked about earlier on in this episode, there's a lot of bulletin board material out there right now. I mean, maybe there are some players that Russell Wilson has lost in the locker room. Maybe that is 100% true. We don't know that for sure. What we do know is that now they have an opportunity to say, all right, look, we are all professionals here, right? We're professional football players, and we've got to come together. We've got to, I mean, for whatever we think about Russ or whatever Russ thinks about us or whatever he's posting on his Twitter page or his team is posting on his Twitter page, it doesn't matter. We're coming together this weekend to beat the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to buck the historical trend of not being good in the 1 o'clock Eastern time playing window. We're going to buck the trend of not being great against the AFC North teams. We're going to buck the trend of specifically struggling against the Ravens. The Broncos are 6-9 against the Ravens, and it feels worse than that in terms of just the recent years and opportunities that they've had against them. Cody, I think to me, I want to see more than anything, I want to see this team galvanized. I want to see Nathaniel Hackett being able to do, you know, chest bumps or whatever with his players. I want to see all that kind of stuff, even if it's just this one game here. Not to say I want them to stink the rest of the way, but to get that momentum, to get something going this weekend when nobody, like you said, nobody thinks they're going to win. I think it's like you mentioned, you said it perfectly, the perfect storm of opportunity here for the Broncos to take advantage. Hopefully they come out there and start looking like a team.
Well, in these remaining final games that Denver has, I think we just all, and I think I speak for the fan base as well, I think we all just want to see the Broncos be more competitive than they have been this entire season, right? They've had moments, they've had spurts, they've had a quarter, I would say a quarter, right? I don't think they've ever been like dominant for a half, or they've ever, you know, put together a strong performance for a half. But I think you need to find a way to build on some of the things that you've been doing. We have no idea what this offseason is going to bring. I can only imagine there's going to be a ton of change with this Denver team, but the optics of this team right now are so low. Like the Broncos are a national media punching bag right now with anything. Russ breathes a certain way. It gets a whole 2-hour segment on ESPN. The reality of the situation is, because Denver's been in the national spotlight, because things have not gone well for them, they've been an easy target for everybody. And look, it's up to them to buck that trend, as you mentioned, and go out there and prove people wrong. And if Denver can compete against some of these really good teams, because Denver's got no slouches really on the schedule remaining, it's a pretty tough schedule. Denver needs to go out there. They need to compete. They need to show that even if they lose, I think Broncos fans, they want Denver to win. But I think like if Denver's competing really well and they're trading barbs back and forth, let's say with the Chargers or the Chiefs in a game, if they lose like on a last second field goal, I think Broncos country feels a little bit better, right? Like obviously you don't like losing, but I think fans just want to see them compete, right? There's the meme that goes around with like, come on, do something. And it's got someone poking something with a stick. That has been the Broncos this season. So do something here, compete and fight for it. And I think a lot of it is, I'm looking forward to seeing that with the defense this week. 2 weeks in a row, they have struggled. They've given up plays they normally haven't given up. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens present a little bit of a big test here with Devin Duvernay. Obviously, we'll see what they can do here. Can the Broncos defense bounce back in a big way? I would like to see a takeaway. But one thing is for certain, Sarah Bettinger and myself, we will be here every step of the way. We'll have you covered with the Lockdown Broncos post-game report following Sunday's matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. Can the Broncos shock the world? We have a feeling they might be able to. We'll get that on the next episode of Lockdown Broncos. Thank you so much, Broncos Country, tuning in. Making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day.